Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, Chaz.
Good morning.
Well,
so when I was
the whole crew's here.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning. Good morning. So when I was about 7 years old, my brother and I were in the backseat of my grandparents' car driving, and they came to a light, and it was really hot out.
You were in the back seat with your brother?
Yes. And then, so we come
Chaz.
To the
I like how you don't even pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Chaz, she's ignoring you.
I'm used to it.
Right on pass.
Yeah, pay no attention to Chaz.
So I stick my arm out the window at the stoplight because it was really hot and I wanted to get some air. And as soon as I stuck my arm out the window, I felt something hit my hand. And I yell at my brother. I'm like, you spit on my hand. He's like, I didn't spit on your hand. And I pull my hand back in and I burned and pooped on my hand.
See, that's accuracy. That bird gets extra points. That's accuracy.
So then I start, you know, screaming and, like, freaking out. And my grandmother turns around. And the worst part of the story was that she grabs a tissue. She had a little box of tissues in the front seat of the car.
Yep.
And she takes the tissues and she spits in the tissue and wipes my hand clean. I'm like,
oh, it's like grandma's spitting duty.
Grandma spitting.
Grandma's spitting duty.
Grandma's spitting duty.
Yep.
Grandma, see your hand, girly.
It's a quote from grandma, yes.
And there's no way that didn't smear all over the place.
Yeah.
What is it about bird poop that I just think it's toxic?
Yeah.
You know?
It's different colors. It's like it's white sometimes, purple sometimes.
All right, okay.
I don't know how, but someone hit my truck and it looks like almost like egg yolk. The color of it.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell did you eat?
But that bird had to be. Watch this.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wah.
Yep. Nothing but hands. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
We always talk about bird poop, but do birds pee?
I think it's poop and pee mixed.
Yeah,
right?
That's combined.
That's a great question.
I never see any bird urinals.
You never hear anyone say, I got bird pee across my windshield.
You never see a bird leaning against a tree right now going, hey, right in the snow. Hey, snowbird. Hey, snowbird.
Well, frogs pee. I picked up a toad the other day in the backyard and it peed on me.
Yeah.
Do you have warts now?
Frogs pee.
That's what happens.
On my left palm.
I don't want to know.
Yep.
All right, hon.
Love you.
Love you.
Look out for the birds.
I was bar hopping and clubbing in New Haven with a former boyfriend, and it was a beautiful summer night, and we were walking on the sidewalk, and I felt something on my head. And
where were you going? You hit bar, you hit where?
Oh, God. Bar, cask,
something
all those
hit her,
right on that strip there.
Something hit her, apparently, yes.
And I'm touching my head, and I'm like, I don't feel anything.
No, boy.
And so there was a couple
Did
of guys.
Did you hear
a... No, I heard some laughing from across the street. I'm like, I don't feel anything. Nobody saw anything.
That was a crow.
We're walking. We sit down, and I start playing with my hair, because that's what girls do. And it was gum, and it was all tangled up in my hair.
Nice.
Gum!
So I actually asked the bartender for scissors, and I had to cut it out right there at the bar.
And that's when the bi-level came in.
99.1% chance that was spit at you by a woman.
Yep. Why would somebody
spit what girls
or throw
do.
Gum?
Because you're pretty.
That's what girls
but
do.
But I'm with somebody. I'm not bothering anybody.
Maybe she wanted that person. Or maybe
she
her person
can have
left.
Him. She can have that one. Right. That maybe one was not a keeper.
Maybe it was marking the territory.
And ever since that night, Ashley's kept the bangs.
Exactly right. Right. Yeah. She's had long, flowing
hair.
That's
how I got bangs.
That's it.
Right. Wow, I just cut straight across my face. There you go.
That is tough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tough.
Because it all gets all tangled in there.
Gum in there.
Yep.
Yikes.
Jazz and AJ News.
So, how's it going at the casinos? Let's check in with Rodney Butler, chairman of Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
How are you?
Check back in. We spoke to you last week before the opening, and we just want to know how's it going.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the follow-up. Look, it's an exciting week for us, more so on the front of just seeing all the employees coming back, and they're excited, they're smiling, they're happy. I walked through the last 3 days, and just every employee that I ran into were just excited to be back and get out of the house. And actually, a few of the guys were saying to me, like, you know, I've ran out of things to do for my wife. Like, the list just keeps growing, right? So I'm so fortunate to be back. But, you know, it's been a good week. Volumes have been consistent. You know, all of the patrons coming back in were just looking for something to do to get out of the house after being stuck in, carefully and cautiously for the last 2 months. But for the most part, everyone felt comfortable with all the safety measures we put in place. Great. And really enjoyed the property.
So good crowds?
Yeah, good crowds. I mean, Monday morning we opened up, and we were originally going to open the doors at 9 a.m., and we had about 50 cars backed up on Route 2 leading into the building, starting about 5 o'clock in the
morning. That's tremendous.
Tremendous. And so just to relieve the pressure, we opened up the doors about an hour and a half early just to get people in so they're not, so they can social distance going in. Yeah.
We were talking to someone earlier who has four favorite machines, and two of the machines were in that, you space out section.
Yeah, we're the ones, yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to be rotating that space out section so machines become available? Some people are very attached to certain machines.
No, I know. Yeah, people love their machines. They have their favorites. And we tried to open up the two. We have five casino floors, and people don't usually realize that. They actually, because the property is so big and people have their favorite locations, they don't venture to the other parts of the property in most cases.
I'm like that.
Yeah. But with five floors, though, we tried to pick the two that are most utilized. Because so much effort went into making sure that they're safe and secure, it's difficult to rotate them out. But, look, as volume picks up, we'll start to open up more of the floors in time.
Is there a date for when you can push forward with another level? June 20th, right, would be restaurants?
Right, gyms.
Yeah, June 20th is what the state is targeting for restaurants. But I just to point out, Rhode Island actually has opened up indoor restaurants as of this week. And so where we're located in southeastern Connecticut, we're literally on the border of Rhode Island. I can throw a stone from my backyard, well, with a really strong arm,
right,
from my backyard over to Rhode
Slingshot.
Island.
And
I can eat there, right? But you can't eat in Connecticut. And so I know Connecticut's evaluating that, and hopefully, we move that date up a little bit.
Yeah, they jumped the gun on us. We were supposed to all do this together.
Right, we know Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Jumped the gun.
The little guy,
Cheaters.
Always happens.
Yeah, cheaters.
Napoleon complex, yep.
Yeah.
And everyone's comfortable with what has to happen. I mean, the temperature thing happens fast, right?
Yeah, temperature thing happens incredibly quick. It does a reading in less than about a second.
Wow.
And in fairness, in fact, in the last 3 days, with a couple thousand people walking through the building and going through the temperature checks, we've only had two or three people that have actually tested above, and two that after the questionnaire and the retest had a consistently high temperature and were asked to leave.
Okay.
But that's out of thousands of individuals that have passed through.
And I'll bet you that's way lower than it would have been like on a normal day.
Yeah.
Because people go out and they don't feel well or whatever.
They'll just go out anyway, yep.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are really, being precautious and self-policing. And if they're not feeling well, they're staying home, which is great for the rest of us.
Any other news, shows getting scheduled or anything of that nature?
No, unfortunately, our shows have been canceled out through July, and that'll probably extend. I've talked to some of the national promoters like Live Nation and the like, and they're seeing shows canceling out through the fall, which is really unfortunate. The state has upped the guidelines for social gathering, and you'll see that picking up in July as well, but still not enough to have large concerts and people in close proximity. So, that's something that's still way off on the horizon. Again, the next step is really looking at indoor dining and getting that going. I just cued the bird.
There you are.
Were you hitting the head? were you just hitting the head right now?
Yeah.
Like, remember me? I was on last
exactly.
time.
Exactly. I just hit the button and said, birds, go.
Cue the bird. Well, you said everything.
Yeah. Well, we are a tribe here, so.
That's right.
But it's indoor dining. It's the Tanger, the mall, opened up this phase. They really only had about six stores on day one, and they've been slowly ramping up. And so by this weekend, they'll have about 20 stores out of the 80 that are there. We have indoor go-karts that they're prepping their plans
to
open. Yeah, on track karting.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're great partners, and they're it's high touch point, and it's indoor, and so they're looking at ways to make it safe and modify their operations. So we're hoping that'll be up and running in the next few weeks. So it's week by week, and as we learn and as we see what the volume is, we'll continue to open more.
Seems like with indoor dining, that's just such a big step, and then we could start moving people together and start taking down the plexiglass, and it's just been good news after good news. So fingers crossed.
And knocking wood, too.
Stay on that course.
Yes.
question, can anyone go to Foxwoods, or is it just Connecticut residents?
Well, so we started with marketing only to Connecticut and Rhode Island. That's kind of where I started the conversation that Rhode Island's so close to us. It's like an extension of Connecticut,
yeah.
Or maybe Connecticut's an extension of Rhode Island. Depends on your perspective. And so we've only targeted those two states as far as marketing, but, I mean, the first day we had someone that drove in from New Hampshire, right? And so as long as they go through the same testing procedures as everyone else, we don't turn them away. But as far as actively marketing, we only go after Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Excellent. We're very excited to hear that, and we're going to keep checking back in. Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. No, one other thing, too. We did add some metal detectors after our last conversation, with all the forks that were walking out of the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately, they don't pick up plastic forks, so, yeah. We're at a loss here.
Well, I wasn't after the plastic ones.
The code word is Chaz, by the way. It's a Chaz system.
Did you get a number on that? I asked you the most ridiculous trivia question. How many forks are in the casino?
No, we actually don't even have enough people to count them right now. I mean, look, we brought back 1,500 employees out of our 6,000. So
right.
Once we get a few more, we'll start counting forks.
That would have been weird, right? People
yep.
are just
yeah,
getting back and, hey, the boss wants us to count forks. I don't know why.
You tell him no.
Rodney Butler, chairman of Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
The follow-up.
Ah, great news.
He's very funny. Cool. I like him.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Making a couple of phone calls here.
Okay.
See if we can.
Ordering pizza?
Good news comes in threes.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Hey, Chaz.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thanks for a great video.
Oh, yes. I was hoping we would make the cut.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Prime real estate.
Did you see me in the background waving?
Phil wants to know if you saw Phil in the background waving.
Yes, I did. I appreciated all of you.
Thank you.
Well, Jeff Warshaw is our CEO. It's his birthday, and he's a very special guy. You know, for radio people, a lot of times when you look to the top of the pyramid, it's a banker or someone who looks at people as how much do they make or numbers, and then you cut the place to the bone. And we are very fortunate that PLR is in the Fox. Is owned by a company that cares about the community and gives radio the muscle
exactly
that it needs to do the right job. And on top of that, he loves to eat. He loves to cook.
He's a foodie.
And we love hanging out with him, and he's just a great human being. And so happy birthday to you, my brother.
Well, thank you. You guys do me proud every day. And everyone take care and be safe.
Thank you.
You too, man. Thank you.
Happy birthday!
Yeah!
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
All right. And then we had other good news yesterday.
We did.
See, I do this from the cell phone because they think there's an emergency.
Right.
So they pick up.
Exactly, right. And then they're relieved that it's not an emergency.
I figured them out.
Exactly, right. Like, what happened? Nothing.
Ooh, who's this?
Another person.
I have an idea. Hmm.
You had an idea, really?
I did. Did you see the light bulb go off?
No.
Someone right now is looking at the phone saying, I'm not picking this up.
I saw
up.
A candle, yep.
Come on.
Yep. I know who this is.
I do, too.
The guy you don't.
I don't?
Nope.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Kristen
Oakeson.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She knows.
Yep.
Busy. She's listening right now.
She rarely comes on the air with us.
Yeah.
She's shy.
When she picks the come on, though, she's very good on the air.
Exactly right.
She's good all the time, everywhere.
This is our senior vice president of the market, right?
Right.
But she's also our general manager.
Right.
And she got an award yesterday that was a very, very special award.
Yeah, prestigious.
It's Radio Inc., which is an industry magazine that everybody respects. And she won Most Influential Woman in Radio.
Wow. That's a high honor.
If you go into her office, there's like a million awards.
Yep.
There's pictures and all this. And, you know, she's not into the awards thing. I mean, there's pictures of us in there.
Right, right. Things I did wrong.
Yeah, that's right. A list of AJ screw-ups.
It's all newspaper reports and stuff
but
like that.
But she's had a great influence on this show and a positive impact. And she's made this place a family atmosphere.
That's true, yep.
So we wanted to congratulate her.
Yes, yep. As a lady in radio, I definitely look up to her.
Yeah, if you think about, I think she's young 40s and you're 30.
Yeah.
And like you're licking your phone. And she's running.
Exactly, right, right.
I mean that. I don't mean that.
You're running from spiders.
As disrespect to you. But I'm saying right. Like normal 30-year-olds right. Are licking phones, right?
Right, yeah, right. And watching
she,
Disney.
Like, when she was 30, running companies.
Right. You know, Kristen, help me be more like
there really
you.
Is right. Huh? Something amazing going on there.
Right, so we should probably study Ashley's brain at some point, yeah. And find out what went wrong. Yeah, there's a little black
help
spot
me.
Over here, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're apparently fried.
And then there's one more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the big three.
This is who I thought that was.
Right.
Got this.
You don't need to hold that phone that close to the microphone. It's going to be loud.
Oh, yeah, really?
Right.
You have to phone off, actually, if it answers.
You should actually put it a mile away.
Probably should. Or just should have entirely.
Pick up. Come on.
Nobody wants to play today?
No.
Jeff
picked up. Jeff did.
All right, if he doesn't pick up,
he's definitely
I'm
awake.
Doing a 17-minute newscast.
Keith, I'm not here right now. Just leave your name and number, and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Right.
Filibuster. Tell him, please record your message. When you finish
I hate
recording,
this lady.
You may
There's
hang
no reason for her.
For
we all know what to do.
Yes.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! You can't hear me on the voicemail.
For some reason, he's going to be angry.
Yes.
He's always
for
angry. Some reason,
happy birthday!
Listening.
Happy birthday! That's how he wakes
happy
up
birthday.
He wakes up angry.
Tomorrow, we're going to get the top five reasons you don't need to leave voicemails anymore.
Exactly yes. Right, yeah.
Well, the advantage for Keith is he'll never forget Jeff's birthday.
No, he won't.
Same day.
That's yeah,
right.
You
same
do
day.
Shot. Yeah, exactly.
What's your pet peeve? What do you see in just annoys the crap out of you? We got a real good one here.
Yep.
Yesterday, we're talking about CT park shame, and, you know, AJ goes bananas if people don't park right.
Yep.
This is one of mine, and it's in the same place. It's in parking lots, but
yeah.
At supermarkets, when you don't put the carriages back.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Especially when it's 2 feet away.
It's right there.
This a member of the tribe linked this up on our Facebook wall, and we posted it. And this is a guy called Cartnarks.
Yes.
It's a and fun name.
And he goes around the parking lot calling out people who do the wrong thing. Just
see?
Leave the cart there. Let's start with the first one.
All right. One spot over from the cart corral, and they curbed it up on the tree median, whatever the hell the thing is.
The tree median.
Right. Probably know the layout first.
Whatever the hell it
the
is.
The little island they have right yeah. There. Yes.
But he's doing good work.
Yes, he is. Right.
It's a little tree bed.
Just, yeah.
Whoops, keep weep, 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 weep. It's not where the cars go.
So, hold it.
That's he made his own siren.
That's a siren, right. That's a siren.
That's when you know
right.
The Cartnarks are approaching.
Exactly. Plus, also, it's very low budget.
That's when you know you're dealing with an insane person.
Well, that's
basically
a
yes.
Complex sound. Most people just go. Whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Does he have a uniform, though? Does he have a uniform, though?
Oh, I guarantee he does.
Yeah.
He's got some kind of a custom-made shirt or something.
You might have to. Yeah, a little badge.
Can we hear that again? See if you could do this.
Whiskey, whoop, 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 whoop.
Whiskey, whoop, 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 whoop.
Pretty good.
Should have known.
Yep. Maybe on him.
On show. How about you, Ashley?
You don't see his face.
Can I hear it one more time?
Whiskey, whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoopsie, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, of course, this is what we're good at.
Yes. Yes. Actual real stuff, no. No.
Everything else, no, but this, good.
Right. Whoop.
Not where the cars go. Car corral's right there. Right there. I've got a bumper magnet for you. So lazy.
A bumper magnet. Did he throw it on the bumper?
He does. So the guy sees him coming. He's like, this effing guy.
Right.
Like, he definitely knew who this guy was already.
Right.
Because we're about to hear there's another interaction that happens in this parking lot. And the guy, they recognize each other. So this guy does this all the time.
They've probably right. Seen him so there before, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, I'm not dealing with this guy. So he goes to pull away. And on the front fender, like on the side, driver's side fender, he's just like, I'm going to throw this little magnetic bumper on for you. Here you go. Goodbye.
Jeez.
So no one gets away scot-free, even if you leave.
And, you know, that first video, the cart was 2 feet from the cart rack.
Yeah, that's lazy right
it
there.
It was more work for him to push it in front
to
of
maneuver
his car
it, right.
Up onto that tree thingy.
Yeah, median, exactly.
Yeah. Would have been easier to put it in the cart rack.
Right.
Here, get a bumper magnet for you. So, Lazy, that's why we're here with the Cartnarks. We're there to shame Lazy Bones like these folks.
On Instagram, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is exactly what we're here for.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen you on Instagram.
Right, take my picture.
They just drove off with our bumper magnet. It's got a phone number on
Before
there.
I even got here, I looked at him, I just shook my head like, oh, man, it's right there.
Did they say anything to you?
No, he put his head down and just walked away.
Oh, as if, like, you can just ignore it. It's right there.
Did he put his head down, or did he poo and put his head down?
One of the two.
He poo-pooed his head.
He poo-pooed his head. Ah.
Yes, he did, right? Which is not easy to do, by the way.
He put his head down, yeah.
Yep, that's why I had to go home. He's poo-pooed.
And now this person's got a hard time pulling in maybe next time, although their cars kind of suck, so it doesn't really matter.
The part that sucks is that he's going between cars with his shopping cart.
Right, and it's right there. It'd be easier to take it back. Oh, well. What? Yeah, I don't have to tell you. You know already.
What octave was that?
I don't know.
My octave.
It really.
Ashley octave.
All right.
That car did kind of suck, though.
Yeah, always on patrol. Cartnarks at your service. Cartnarks out.
Cartnarks out.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Cartnarks out.
Think he's single?
I do think so.
There's only one lady in his life.
Can you imagine?
His mom.
Being the woman behind this man.
Yes, yeah, no. It's his mother. This is a paneled basement somewhere.
At the barbecue, and you know it's going to come up. It's like, oh, here we go.
The Cartnark, no.
Yeah.
Don't mention shopping carts.
You know, this is like a big point of pride for him. He definitely brags about this.
Yep. It becomes an identity.
In his life. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Probably meets women that way.
Yep.
Hey, Cartnark.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What is that, a Geiger counter?
Yeah. It's actually his little cyborg in his head.
He's got the little, like, James Bond ticker at the bottom showing, like, location, date, and time.
Right. He thinks it's 24, yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, 24 is a better example. There you go.
The following happened at 8:15.
Oh, no. Yeah. Turn around. Right there. Yeah, with the cart narcs, what we do is we knock out folks who don't take the carts back. But luckily, you changed your mind, so... Your cart returns right in that way.
You're
cart narc, yeah. We narc out people. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Disaster averted.
How soon before he gets pepper sprayed one day? That'd be awesome.
It almost sounds like he was right in the beginning.
Yeah.
So this is
one can only hope.
Yeah.
I think something else happened in there.
A lot of emotion going on.
Where are your hands right now?
Oh, no. Yes.
Easy now, pal. Eddie Soldier.
There are certain times that his voice reminds me a little bit of Steve Soylent.
Okay. I can see that.
I haven't seen Steve in so long, I forget his voice.
It sounds like that. Casey Woodward.
A little bit.
Yeah.
This guy's a little higher pitched than Steve.
I wonder if he has an actual force, just him, or does he have other people who work with him?
Right, yeah.
Like partners,
Is there a squadron?
Yeah, the Cartnarks. Just Cartnark.
It took a second, but I found the sound. Sorry, go ahead.
He does pluralize it, but it's literally just him that we see in this video.
Or his multiple personalities.
You got him making that sound?
Oh, no.
Okay, got to start again. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, turn around. Right there.
Electrified car.
He touched the extension cord.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't step in a puddle.
Yeah, turn around. Right there.
Wow, his hair looks cool now. Dude. Got some hanging hair.
Let's get
now.
To the last interaction.
You're right here at the car trail. This man has just curbed his car. Oh, no, sir. It's not where the car goes. We're just literally right there. Weep, skip, weep, 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 weep. Is that where the car goes, sir?
Seriously?
Car goes. Cart corral area. About 5 clicks or cart lengths that way.
5 clicks.
So the guy has put the cart right next to his car.
Yep.
Right?
The car corral's in like the next lane over.
Okay.
He's sitting in the car with someone else. The doors are closed. The windows are up. And this guy's standing at him, like, gesturing towards the cart, and the cart, like, just back and forth. Like,
yeah, like,
and the guy's looking at him, like, what the hell are you doing?
Right. Is he doing a robot dance?
He's just standing there making these sounds.
Weep, 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 weep.
The guy can't hear him.
So he's in his car. He's like, who is this person?
Yeah, who's this nut pointing from the cart?
Weep, 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 weep.
Yeah, at that point.
I really like a sound effect.
At that point, you start the car, run him over. Apparently some kind of nut.
Whiskey, wee, 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 wee.
I'm going to make that sound every time my beer is almost empty.
Nice.
Weep, 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 weep.
No.
How's that going to work out? Why are you calling the hospital, Chaz? A bottle's jammed. A bottle's jammed where?
Wow. Do we know how many followers he has on Instagram?
I have no idea.
There's his mom.
I really think that we need to come up with a cause, right?
A cause? Okay.
And you know, we got CT Park Shame, yeah. Right? There's this guy. Then we got to find something that we can
get behind. He has 88,000 likes on his Facebook page.
Whoa.
The Cartnarks.
Right. Other basement. Whoa. Other basement dwellers like him, yes.
CT Park Shame, I think, has like 17,000.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Right.
Wow.
But he can patrol the bathrooms. You didn't flush, sir.
That's a good one.
You didn't wash your hands, sir.
Yeah, they're not washing the hands. That will be the next one.
Right. You didn't flush the handle.
I had a friend in high school that was sick of public displays of affection, PDA.
Right.
And he would walk around with a sticky pad. And he called it canoodling, and he would write his fellow classmates canoodling tickets and issue them in the halls of our high school. Right.
It's amazing. He's still a virgin. Amazing.
New conditions that qualify for medical marijuana in Connecticut. There's two new conditions.
What, DMV?
We piled that onto the good news stack here, and Joe LaChance, the weed guy, is on to talk about it. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Morning. Joe. What are they? What are the two new ones?
Chronic pain for over 6 months.
Boy, that seems like that should have been on the list a long time ago.
It's called living in Connecticut.
Yeah, we've been fighting for that one for a long time.
Right.
It's really going to help people who have been using opioids for pain. Now they can have an option to use medical marijuana instead.
So it's chronic for chronic. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but weed's not addictive. Yeah.
Right.
Weed's not addictive like opioids.
Yeah.
You know, definitely, I think this is a game changer for the medical marijuana program.
Why?
It's just, because it is going to help a lot of people. It's been shown that medical marijuana can help people get off opioids. We've been trying to get them to put opioid use.
Has it really been shown, or is it one of those ridiculous surveys? Was it like a real study?
He knows a guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's real studies, especially in the states that have had it legal for a while. There are actually rehab centers out in Colorado that are using medical marijuana to wean people off opioids.
See that?
Okay, so that's one condition. What's the other condition?
The other one is called Ehlers-Danlos. It's called EDS, which is basically joint hypermobility. So it's when your skin and your joints, they stretch more than usual. So it's like almost like if you had rubber joints.
Nice. Gumby?
Right.
Like Gumby stuff. Sure you've seen, you've heard or seen of people who could bend their arms way behind their back and all that kind
Jennifer
of stuff.
Could put her foot behind her head.
They're called contortionists.
Really?
Yeah.
But apparently it's very painful.
Hold on, Phil. What are you doing with your thumbs right? I thought Phil was giving me a signal and he's doing something.
No, because you say stuff like
Phil, stop!
When you say stuff like that.
What is that?
He's popping it out.
See, when you mention stuff like that, everybody becomes, look what I can do. Ashley was trying to put her foot behind her head. Phil plays with his damn thumb. So we got chronic for chronic, joint for joint over here.
I was trying to put my foot behind my head.
She also tried to bend her arm down to her wrist down to her arm, and all of a sudden she got in pain. She was like, nah.
The only thing that stopped her from doing was Phil playing with his thumb.
Yes.
She was like, Ashley, immediately.
Try again to put your foot behind your head.
All right. Ignore the noun.
Keep going.
I can't go any further.
Lean back.
Oh, my God.
Lean back.
Not even close. All right, Phil, hold on. Let me zoom in. Do what you were doing.
That was the most bendable Ashley's ever been.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, that's back just out. Phil being Phil. So.
I was stretched my hip out, though.
All right, I'll post that on Instagram. The audio's not going to be great, but you get the point.
Exactly.
All right, Joe. So that one sounds complicated.
Yes.
Why would you need that? Are people in pain?
Well, the thumb was out of like that.
Apparently, yes. Apparently,
are you
yes.
in pain, Phil?
No.
Okay.
No, he has a pain. No, he has a pain. Yeah, big toe.
I think it's a little more serious than double jointed thumbs.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
like real pain.
You said joints, Joe. Yeah. I don't know.
So you're saying Phil would be laughed out of the office?
He would be. Yes.
Well, yeah.
It depends what doctor you go to. Some doctors be like, okay.
Fine. Yeah. Well, some are baked anyway. So.
No, you do need a doctor's diagnosis for the chronic pain and the EDS.
So all right, but let's be good. Real here. There are some doctors that are great if you're looking for it.
Exactly right. The cool doc.
How many conditions now with the two new conditions that just became? They're on the list. It's a done deal, yep. Joe?
They're a done deal. Done Tuesday. Deal. They went on the list as of last Friday.
How does that go on the list without like the legislature in? Did they vote? Are they in? Like,
yeah, the legislature doesn't vote on this. This is the Department of DCP, the Medical Marijuana Board. It's okay. The Board of Doctors.
Gotcha.
Awesome. All right, so in all now with the two new ones, how many different conditions are there?
There's 38 now.
38?
We have 38 conditions, yeah.
And where are we in the United States? Is that a lot? Is that a little?
It's about in the middle. There are a lot of places that actually give out medical marijuana at the doctor's discretion.
Some for trick-or-treat.
So that means you can give it for
that's Amsterdam. Here you go, kid.
That would be the popular house.
I got
and
one!
Right next door has to be the brownie house.
Exactly. And then Doritos. Yeah, that's, yep, right.
That states like Florida and things like that. But yeah, for Connecticut, 38 is pretty good. We're right about in the middle now.
And I don't mean to laugh. This is horrible.
Right.
Has there been any stories where people have thrown like... weed cookies and Halloween bags?
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you do that? You know what I
no,
mean?
No, I know. Why would you do
yourself?
That? It's horrible. Yeah. But I know how people are. I read dumbass news every day.
Yeah. If your kid walks two blocks down or eats everything from his bag, you know what happens.
This is why Halloween should just we should be over it.
Yeah. Yeah. The house
I love Halloween.
I agree.
The house that has all the kids laying on the lawn. That's the one. Yes.
I'm already thinking about my Halloween costume.
Look at like Jonestown the day after. What the hell happened over here? Why did all these kids take a nap now?
All right, not funny, but I was just wondering if we heard
just
any.
Just speak it out loud
that.
Over here.
Since we're just
well, you always hear
stuff.
One or two.
I'm twisting.
And then they focus on that.
One in every crowd.
These things happen.
What are the
just
chances?
Remember, like,
sorry, Joe, go ahead.
So, like when we were growing up, remember they used to say there were razor blades and
right.
apples and
right.
all that. Come
right.
on, it's, you know. It's
just
thing.
People are people.
And I got Hawaiian hash buds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are the chances of recreational marijuana becoming legal in the near future in Connecticut?
Unless they hold a special session this summer, it's not looking like till next year again.
Yeah.
Then we got to wait till next January.
Nope.
Unless they do a special session or the governor does some kind of executive order.
Nah. It's a buzz harsh right here, yep.
This coronavirus kind of killed it this year.
It kind of did.
The only thing about this session not being in session is that I don't have to hear bad news every day that taxes are going up.
Yeah, or tolls are coming back or something.
Right. Or tolls, right.
Yep.
All right, Joe. Right. That's great news. We're going to link up to all things Joe LaChance, weed guy at WPLR.com, 959thefox.com. Joe, do you get a lot of invitations to speak at high school graduations?
No, graduation.
I know.
You're the guy we want to hear from.
Let's bring up Joe the weed guy.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Jimmy Conflict, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Can we mention who you just mentioned that you're going to dinner with tonight?
Sure.
Howard?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Howard from the arena in
Howard!
Bridgeport.
Howard!
Well, he's really not from the arena anymore. Howard is now with the amphitheater.
Oh, yes.
That's
right.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Amphitheater, yeah. Howard, yes.
Amphitheater.
Yes. Right. We spent a couple hours there yesterday going over the seating and the type of roof we're bringing in and everything like that. So we are 100% gung-ho and opening up in probably May, I would guess.
Awesome.
Fingers crossed.
Right. Nice. Next May, by the way, actually. Next May.
Oh,
when right. you and Howard... have dinner. Who picks up the bill?
Oh, wow.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the guy. He bought me lunch last week, and, you know, being of the same persuasion, neither of us want to pick up the bill.
Yeah, they both excuse us to the bathroom at the same time. Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom with the bill.
Oh,
I'm
my
right
God,
back.
Me too. That's so weird.
Right, and they both get in their cars and take off.
So, we make that old move that I once saw on Jackie Gleason where you pretend to fake to pick up the bill, and then all of a sudden the one who picks up the bill says, damn it, I he didn't pick up the bill, I'd pick up the bill.
Maybe we should do like rock, paper, scissors, you right. know?
But Howard invited me, and his wife Judy's coming along, so it's two against one. So,
right.
But I would love to pick up the bill. He's a real good, he's a mensch. He's a good man. I will gladly pick up the bill.
I think when someone invites you out, you hang back that half a second when the bill goes down on the table.
Right, yeah.
I'll go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Bathroom always work. I'm right back. I tinkle. And they take like 15 minutes.
If you check out Jimmy's, Jim Complic Presents Archives on Facebook, it's a great living, breathing electronic museum to concerts in Connecticut. It's a great tribute. And yesterday in 1985, there was an unlikely pairing that played at the New Haven Coliseum. Madonna and the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
How does that happen?
Well, remember, it was 35 years ago. That's okay. The first thing. Madonna isn't the pop goddess that she is now.
Oh.
She was very underground then. She was very new. She had, you know, won the MTV award by wearing a wedding dress and writhing all over the stage, which was considered very avant-garde and different.
Or Madonna, yep.
I was sitting in the audience when that happened.
Really?
Yes,
that's
I was.
Cool.
It was at Radio City, and I went with Madonna's agent, Rob Prinz, who remains a very good friend of mine. And I remember him coming out and sitting next to me and going, "You won't believe this. She's going to sing a song that nobody's ever heard before." And although Borderline, she had a couple of hits, Like a Virgin, had not come out yet.
Well, see.
And all of a sudden, it comes out. If she was a star already, so she was, if I remember correctly, the first act. And I remember the curtains opening, and there's this wedding cake, and she's on top and starts stepping down, and then she gets to the bottom of the cake, and she starts riding all over the stage and right. singing. And Rob goes, "I think this could be the end of her career."
Really? Or yeah, not. You never know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And you know, she said, "Like a virgin, not I'm a virgin."
She relived that moment not too long ago with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. They did it again.
Well, back in 85, which was 35 years ago, it was quite shocking what was going on.
So what are you doing? You're sitting there with the guy, and he's like, "This could be the end." And what's your reaction to seeing this?
Booker.
I thought he was right.
Booker.
Plus, I was sitting next to my wife, so I had to pretend to be shocked.
Gotcha, right. I am out. Honey,
this is awesome.
I'm not even looking.
I'm totally outraged. Honey, get us some pretzels.
Honey, I can't wait to get home tonight, so I kept thinking. But I was shocked by it. But she was a shocking artist, like Lady Gaga was at one time.
Right.
And is no longer so shocking. Mm-hmm. I really look at their careers as sort of mirror careers, where Lady Gaga has become a movie star and a pop star. And I think that when you see the back now, you look all the way back and you see Madonna, Beastie Boys, you go, "Well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen." But it really wasn't back then. Madonna was a street artist, and the Beastie Boys were as streety as you could get.
True.
Wow. So it's the same crowd. Now, have you had some odd pairings where it didn't go so well with the audience?
Yeah, the one I remember the most is having John Cougar at the time. Mellencamp was not his last name. Open up for Heart. And
Cougar Heart, nice.
That almost seems like an okay pairing.
It seems like a good show. And
right.
Now it was fine. But back then, Heart was a rock band, and John Cougar had all these little teeny bopper girls, because he was a heartthrob back then.
Yes.
And he hated the fact that he had all these teeny bopper girls out in front. So he comes to me right before the show and says, "Will I get arrested if I curse on stage?"
Try.
I go, "No, I don't think you'll get arrested. I don't think it'll be a problem if you curse on stage." Well, I didn't think he'd curse before every single song.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if everybody remembers, but the oddness of it was the fact that he brought the audience in front of him was not the audience he wanted. He wanted to be a respected singer-songwriter, and because he was this young, good-looking guy that Jack and Diane was a real pop song, he started cursing like crazy, and the parents in the audience were horrified because the parents were there to see Heart, which was, you know, a band that drew, you know, 35-year-olds, but their 10-year-old kids were there to see Mellencamp. So it was a great show to bring your kid to.
Right.
Oops.
And man, it got ugly out there.
That was strategy.
It got ugly.
What about, I don't know if we probably didn't have this tour, but the Rolling Stones and Journey. I heard that Journey got booed off the stage in Philly because it was just two different audiences.
You know, it's funny. I don't think of them as such different audiences. When we had the Rolling Stones up in Rensselaer Field, we had Maroon 5 open up.
Oh, wow.
And it, again, was sort of like, here's a real pop band, Maroon 5, with the world's greatest rock and roll band, as they call themselves. And they certainly are great. I'm not sure they're the greatest, but they're great. There was a debate always, who's better, Led Zeppelin or Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
And Maroon 5 did not go down that well. And then when I had the Stones indoors at the XL Center, the Goo Goo Dolls opened up.
Ooh.
Again, pop band opening up for a rock band.
Well, every band's doing them anyway.
How did that go? How was it with the Goo Goo Dolls?
Because Johnny Resnick, the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, connected with the audience, it worked.
Oh.
And because the Goo Goo Dolls can rock, they're much harder live than they are on record.
Yeah.
It actually worked. Because they are harder live than they are on record.
And there are those bands that the record company releases the pop song, but if you listen to the rest of the album, they're a real rockin' band.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're the great, I think Bon Jovi's like that. They put out these giant power ballads, but when you go see them live, when Richie Sambora was in the band, they could crunch it.
I remember hearing, I wasn't there, but someone told me that, Journey, early into their set,
Chaz,
started getting booed heavily, and they left early, and the last thing Steve Perry was saying is how many records they've sold. And when you have to tell the crowd how many records you've sold,
right,
and then it's, they probably don't care.
We have a bunch of gold records from
Yeah.
No, you're right. That doesn't really work. And, when you're in that moment, and I've made that mistake a couple of times on stage. I remember on David Bowie when we had you say something you wish you didn't say.
Oh.
And I had David Bowie at the New Haven Coliseum. And after his set, he went off and somebody served him with a lawsuit.
Oops.
And he refused to come out of his dressing room.
Hmm.
And I didn't know what to do. And I try never to lie to the public. I always want them to think that I'm honest with them, but they were stomping and stomping in the audience, and Bowie was refusing to come back on stage. So I get up there, and I go, I'm sorry, but David Bowie's left the building, which is the old Elvis line. But I figured, okay, David Bowie's left the building. And all of a sudden, I get booed, and all of a sudden, it turns into cheers. I'm going, wow.
They respect
me. I guess
me.
This really worked.
they recognize me.
I am a god.
And then I turn around, and there's Bowie coming back up on stage. Obviously, he never left the building. I was lying. And he, of all the songs he sang, it was Rebel Rebel. So,
wow, that's awesome. That's a moment.
Yeah, so you never know what to do on stage in that very moment. I never should have lied.
Right.
But I did. I lied once with the Rolling Stones up in Hartford when we put them on the XL Center. And the first time in 81. And we were going to put tickets on sale at noon, and crowds started lining up. And the governor calls me up, Governor O'Neill, I believe it was, and says, can you wait till 3? Because we got to wait till the kids get out of school, the school buses. There were going to be such long lines back. There were really no outlets then. Everything was sold at the box office. And I said, the Rolling Stones are not coming into Connecticut. Trying to clear everything up, and then 3 hours later, I put the show on sale.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert god on the show, and all of this will be up on the radio station website as audio on demand later. We're getting some questions for Jimmy on our text messages, 203-882-9757. What do we have, Ash?
Somebody asked if Jimmy can please consider putting in larger monitor screens at Oakdale.
Well, we actually have put that on our list to do, and then I had to let go of half my staff, so I'm more into finding money to hire people rather than put bigger screens at Oakdale. And I'm also looking to open up Oakdale before I think about screens. So it's a good question at the wrong time.
One thing at a time.
I got to get this. I got to get my people rehired, and I got to get Oakdale back open again.
But
it is something that we certainly have looked at.
That's a very nice way.
That's a nice way of saying dumb questions.
Exactly right.
This is why you're so good.
You're good.
Jimmy's a man.
He's like Obi-Wan. Wah. These are not the droids.
Someday, you run our breaks instead of the show itself.
Oh, I know.
And your listenership will triple.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe because it's so big now, but it will triple.
You're good, you.
We ran this by Jimmy off the air. But that was a very nice way of saying, look around.
Yeah.
A lot less colorful than what I really said, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, look around. Let's worry about people losing jobs. Let's worry about all this sort of stuff and not worry about bigger screens is basically how I feel.
Prioritize.
I think I heard Jimmy just had a message come in. It's from Jim Bozzi. Bigger right. screens.
What? He probably heard the break.
Yeah, he heard coffee come through Jim's nose.
What? What's take. The next message?
From Tracy in Burlington. Rod Stewart with Cheap Trick at the beginning of August at Mohegan Sun.
That show will be moved to 2021. I actually finished renegotiating the deal yesterday afternoon at about 5:30. The agent was down in Florida. He hasn't come back up north yet. And we have agreed, Tom Cantone, myself, and the agent have agreed to a new deal. And we are waiting for the new date. And hopefully the new date will come out in the next week or two.
The new deal, is the price changes?
Yeah, the price is changing.
Yeah.
Because we're going to open it up for refunds. And we know people will refund. So, you know, we feel that the artist and the promoter should both share in the refunds.
Oh,
it shouldn't
wow.
just be one or the other.
Oh, okay.
There you go, see?
All right, so that deal is done. Great.
Yes, that deal's done, so he will certainly be back next summer.
Next one?
Toby.
Next summer, yep. Next summer, 2021, I mean, not 2020.
Right. Perfect.
Toby Keith in the beginning of September at Mohegan Sun.
Well, we'd like to keep that in there. It's over the Labor Day weekend. That's, again, up to what the Sovereign Nation wants to do out at Mohegan Sun, how they want to seat people. They don't necessarily have to follow the governor's guidelines, as we know, since they opened up the casino.
And it's going well.
Yes, I'm not surprised at that. I saw what they were doing. They have these great protections out there. It seems to be going well. They're a great organization, Mohegan Sun, so it's not surprising to me.
They got it down.
So they're going to have to make a decision. I know everything through August isn't going to happen in the arena, and sometime the next week or two we'll decide what happens in September.
Great. Next one.
Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band in 2021.
Hoping to get them at the amphitheater in Bridgeport.
That would be awesome.
I'm speaking to them as we talk. No, not as we talk, but at this current time, which I'm speaking to them. And
boy, if you're talking to Ringo Starr as
right
we
now.
Were talking.
Oh, that would be awesome. Like,
Jimmy, can you conference him in?
Right, he's on hold right now. I can't believe he's going to be holding now.
I wish I was that friendly with him. But he as I said in a previous show, he was very, very, he's germophobic.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave me a hug after my wife passed. And as the manager said, who I went to high school with the manager said he doesn't do that to anybody.
Yeah.
That's great.
He loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so it was very kind of him.
Loves you.
That says a lot.
Yep.
Any other questions on there?
One more just came in. How about the Black Crowes on July 24th at the Xfinity?
That's going to move to next summer.
Got it.
Crowes are going to fly.
The Black Crowes opened for ZZ Top, and they were at the New Haven Coliseum. We talked about this with the Michelob.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were trashing Michelob corporate sponsor,
yep.
And then the next thing you know, they're not on the tour.
Oops.
But let's talk about opening acts. Like, how many can you just rattle off that you remember were way better than the headliner?
Well, I remember the first time I saw Aerosmith was I think it was called Ferris Athletic Center at Trinity. I have no idea if that building still is there at Trinity College. I have no idea. But it was like 1972 or 73. I'd never heard of Aerosmith. They were a local regional band basically out of Boston. And they came down and they opened up for Mahavishnu Orchestra. There's a weird combination. You want to talk about
wow.
opening acts?
I can't spell it.
With headliners, yeah. Like we talked in the last break. But I think that Aerosmith just was shockingly amazing. And then Mahavishnu, John McLaughlin stands up there and just plays guitar. So there was this giant explosion of music and energy coming from Aerosmith, and then snore when it came to John McLaughlin playing all that jazz music.
Wow.
But I think the one that I remember the most is when Def Leppard opened up for Billy Squire at the New Haven Coliseum.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah.
Def Leppard was a pretty new band, and Billy Squire was pretty well known. And
I was
going
to say,
Def Leppard
came
up there,
flipped.
It was magic. It was magic. Nobody could follow Def Leppard.
Wow.
Nope.
And they're still great today.
Yeah, yes, they are.
That's a Def Leppard Journey show. I feel like people felt the same way.
Yeah,
even
Journey
though Journey went on later.
Yeah.
It's tough to do a late show during the week.
The Def Leppard did better.
It was a Monday. You're right. It was a Monday. I remember that night, too. And I didn't, I'm a much bigger Journey fan than I am a Def Leppard fan. But the agent for Def Leppard, who happens to be the agent for Rod Stewart, also was there at the show, and he wanted me to meet Joe Elliott. So then I had pictures with Joe that I took, which was really nice. And I got along so well with Joe that I sat there through a half of Journey's set talking to Joe Elliott. And I was amazed at how good it was. And Joe said, "We weren't that good. It was our opening night. We can be better." And I looked at him and go, "You can't be better. That was great." He goes, "I made 5-6 different mistakes during the set."
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Very quickly.
That's, you know, he's a perfectionist.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's why they're so good.
And that's why they're so good.
Exactly.
Mark in the oil truck. He wants to know about outdoor amphitheaters. Will Jimmy Live Nation consider building more? I feel like this is like the big screen, making the screens bigger questions.
Yeah, like they're kind of working on one right now.
We've got to get the current ones full
first. Yeah, get them in operation
first. You know, I think we're proving that amphitheaters are probably better investments than arenas because outdoor concerts will be allowed before indoor concerts. So my expectation is we will look to buy more, or open more, I should say. We're opening Bridgeport next summer.
Was that
so
a slip?
A perfect example.
Was that a slip? Are you guys in the market to buy some?
Yeah, we'll buy some.
There you go, see? Okay, right. Well, what you got?
I don't know any that we don't own, but right, we'd buy some.
That's right.
I mean, we're an amphitheater-driven company, Live Nation.
I have a yard in Milford.
No. We're opening in Bridgeport. We don't need Milford.
Okay. intimate gathering, you know. It's got a wall.
Ed from Glastonbury wants to know about the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers tour is going to be moved to next year. I think it's actually been announced. If I remember correctly, it's in August of 2021 at Mohegan Sun. But it has been announced, so I'm pretty sure it's been announced. It's very hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah,
but it is moving to next year.
Boy, they sound great.
This was supposed to be such a big year for the 50th anniversary and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All that,
you put all of that into one tour, like the money that they had in front of them for this year. That's tough, man.
That sucks.
Well,
and now they're going
to just have to live another
with a
year.
Million other tours. So
yep.
Everybody will be on tour next year.
Yep.
Right? It's like getting pushed to a weekend with blockbuster movies coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, okay. But they're great. They're going to do fine.
Yeah.
They sound great.
No question.
They're timeless.
Some of those Zoom concerts that have happened, they don't all sound great. That was easily one of the best ones I saw.
Did you see that, Jimmy? Doobie Brothers did Black Water on a Zoom concert. Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. And I'm on this Saturday night, what they call Quarantunes call, that I get invited to, and Michael McDonald was on it one night, and Patrick Simmons was on it one night, and they sing. It's really fun to listen. It gives me something to do on Saturday nights, which is great.
Jimmy's on the phone.
Is that Michael McDonald?
Yes, it is. Hi, Jimmy.
Gina from Manchester is asking about Janet Jackson at Foxwoods July 17th.
Well, I don't book Foxwoods, but my guess is not a chance that's going to happen.
Right.
There you go.
Because I can't imagine that we're going to have any concerts in July.
Right.
Yep.
Sure, particularly indoors, but
I mean,
can't
it's
speak
June.
Foxwoods.
It's June right now.
Exactly. So. Only a couple weeks away. Yep.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for coming out. We're going to link up to all things Jimmy Koplik at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Right, take it easy.
You too.
Lots going on with sports, even though there's no one really playing any.
No.
Let's bring on Jason Page, host of the Intersection podcast. His Twitter is at the back page. Good morning.
Good morning. Don't forget Sports in Black and White on Twitch, too.
Right.
That, too.
We didn't forget that. Thank you.
Let's start with the NBA.
There's so much to talk about with all of these things. Baseball.
Okay, well, let's take on the NBA and a plan to restart.
All right, 22 teams. They restart the season in Orlando, Florida, at the Wide World of Sports, Disney's Walt Disney World Resort down there. You'd have 13 teams from the Western Conference coming back to play 9 Eastern Conference teams. They'd play potentially 8 regular season games to try and whittle it down, and then potentially a play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and then the playoffs. Now, this would basically, I mean, they're talking about ending the NBA season in, like, October. Oof. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Which means you're going to have the next NBA season starting later. I think it's crazy. I think they should have just came back and played a play-in tournament or just actually played a one-and-done tournament. This whole season has been shot to hell. But they're going to come back and do this weird end-of-the-season tournament and try and get as many games in as they can. They got to make that TV money.
True.
Baseball.
A mess. There's not going to be baseball, guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. You're not going to see baseball till 2021. I've been saying this since these two sides got into these entrenched positions where you've got owners saying we want to play 82 games, we want to lop off more salary than we originally promised you we were going to. Players saying we want to play 114 games and we want 70% of our salaries. And now owners are going to come back and say, well, you know what? Seeing as we can't get a deal done, there's a provision in our contract with you that says we can play a 50-game schedule, which means you get 30% of what you would have made in your contract. And if that happens, it's Armageddon for baseball. Players will not come back under those circumstances. There will be no season. And right now, the owners have basically said, all right, players, we looked at your 114-game proposal. We don't like it. We're not even offering a counter proposal, and they're running out of time. Because if they don't get players into a spring training mode by, say, mid-June, I mean, it's already, what, June 5th, June 4th, whatever
fourth, yeah.
It is, June 4th?
See? He doesn't
fourth.
Know the date either.
Hey, I don't know the date either. I'm traveling across the country. I'm driving from Connecticut to California right now. So,
wow.
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio today.
Oh, you're in that spot where there is no date.
The butthole of the world, yes.
Something like that. Yeah, Cleveland, by the way, is one of the teams that will not be included in the NBA return plan. So if you're talking about baseball, I don't see it happening because players aren't going to submit another proposal for a bit. I think there will be no baseball season, and we'll see you in 2021.
NFL?
Drew Brees said some pretty stupid things yesterday. That he's been forced to walk back this morning. And look, it's very tricky because he's a good guy. The Saints quarterback, he's a good guy. He donated, I think, $1 million of his own money for COVID-19 relief to help people. But he came out yesterday and said, while I support my teammates, at the same time I don't support kneeling for the national anthem. That got some of his own teammates upset. He had to walk that back today, which he really shouldn't have even bothered walking it back because you obviously feel the way you feel, and you almost look worse walking it back in that situation. But Drew Brees
Phil, do you
said
have the, I'm
he
sorry.
Probably shouldn't have said.
Sorry, Jason. Jason Page is on the phone.
Yeah.
We're linked up to his stuff on the radio station website. Do we have the exact quote of the apology? Hold on.
The apology is a very long post on his Instagram, and it basically lists the ways, you know, that he felt that he's helping and the things that he needs to get better on, and it ultimately ends with the line that, like, I realized that I was wrong, and I apologize for my statement.
Oh. I don't know how I feel about that.
Phil.
I don't know. He had an opinion.
Right.
But it's so wrong time to have an opinion on that subject.
It's so funny. You're talking about taking a knee, but this picture of him taking a knee, though.
You need to have more self-awareness at the end of the day.
I don't know if you could hear AJ's mic, but AJ said something.
Yeah.
Is that true? There's pictures of him taking a knee?
No, I think there might be photos of him on a knee, but I don't think that's the same as taking a knee.
Well, he's on a knee next to other players who are taking a knee.
They could be praying.
There could have been an injured player on the field.
That could just be a prayer. I think he's talking about taking a knee during the national anthem.
I'm thinking this is legit.
Hold on. AJ's taking a stand in sports. I want to pursue this.
Because these are football fans who are posting these photos saying he's full of S. He took a knee.
Well, if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Right.
Well, it's on Facebook. even truer.
Even more truer.
Exactly.
More truer.
Phil, are you fact-checking this?
Yeah, no, he doesn't kneel during the national anthem.
I don't know, man. That doesn't
matter. No, I'm telling you. You know now. He does not kneel during the national anthem.
Thank you, Phil.
He kneels a lot when, like, a player might be injured on the field.
Then why is everybody kneeling?
He's probably in prayer.
Oh.
When a player's injured on the field, normally both teams on opposite ends of the field will kneel at the same
time.
Sign
of respect.
He's saying,
AJ, I don't know if you're aware of this, but people will take pictures or quotes and then use them out of context.
Right, right. He's probably praying for another cold commercial, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Please, God, by the way, another cold commercial.
Right, he might be doing a commercial for lawn care.
Right, exactly.
Like, look
right.
at this lawn.
Or Tide, get these stains out of my pants.
Right.
In the front and back.
All right, so he's never kneeled for the national anthem.
Correct.
He came out, when was it, yesterday and said, yeah, I don't support that. And then all hell broke loose. Then he apologized.
Yes.
Very
Some of his
apologize.
Own teammates got on him.
Current, former, players now.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone at ESPN, it seemed like, who was in the NFL at any point in time.
A random guy named Art.
He took the full force of anger yesterday from the sports world anyway, because they got nothing else to talk about.
He was
shooting
the breeze. Sorry.
What? Where was he where he said that? Did someone ask him? Was he doing an interview?
Yep. A Zoom interview.
Yeah. See, Zoom is evil.
By the way, if I could
Zoom
suggest,
is evil. So far, everything that's gone wrong has been because of Zoom.
That rock and roll.
People walking naked in front of the thing, embarrassing themselves.
That can
this
happen
guy
is
Zoom meeting. I mean, every time, it's always a Zoom meeting.
No, but
two things real quick.
Yeah,
guys,
go ahead, Jason.
If I could suggest two things real quick. One, if you want to get a really good take on this whole race intersecting with sports and something I talked about with you guys the other day, trying to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, go and look at what Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson said about being not just a black man, but a black athlete and somebody prominent. Go read what he talked about. It was fantastic explaining his experiences. And kudos to Floyd Mayweather, and I'll normally never say this because I can't stand the guy. He paid for entirely everything for George Floyd's funeral. The world championship boxer paid for everything for George Floyd's funeral. And he didn't even publicize it. Somebody leaked it out. He didn't want anybody to know.
See?
And that's something he's actually done in the past for other people. So kudos to him.
That's a true philanthropist. You don't say anything. You just kind of
do it. You're doing it for the right reason.
Exactly right.
You're not doing it for the hey,
look at
me.
What I just did, yay! You know?
What can you give us a kind of the gist of what Russell Wilson said?
Russell Wilson talked about after he won the Super Bowl with the Seahawks, he told the story about going into a restaurant in California, which we think of as the bastion of liberalism.
Right.
Russell Wilson went to a restaurant in California, and a white man behind him leaned over and looked at him and said, yeah, you don't belong in this line.
Ew.
This was a guy who just won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Very recognizable. And he basically was explaining the story that even just a few years ago, he was facing that kind of racial animus. And it was a wake-up call to him. And he goes into explaining how he has to explain to his kids and the conversations he used to have with his parents when he was coming of age, and don't put your hands in your pockets when you're at a gas station, you know, make sure to have your hands visible, things like that. These sorts of things we take for granted, and I have to keep pointing this out. It's not just talking about the stories where black people are killed, you know, senselessly by a police officer. And again, we all agree 99% of these cops are doing a great job, but there are these instances where, you know, if you're a black person, you're just treated and looked at differently. And a lot of the, and I applaud these athletes that are coming out and telling their stories. Tiger Woods put out a statement the other day that was one of the weakest, softest statements on this George Floyd death and protesting that I've ever read. And it's typical Tiger. He's grown up in country clubs his whole life, so I get it. His perspective is different on the world. He probably hasn't had to face a lot of the things that some of these athletes have faced, but there's been some really good things out there.
What did he say? What's the gist of what he said?
Tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, it was very soft.
It was like four sentences that basically said, I feel for everyone. And it's like, well, are you taking a side? Like, why are you even making a statement?
So a PR firm told him you have to come out and say something.
Right.
If you're going to say something, say something.
Right.
Don't
take a position.
Don't Yeah, don't say something just for the sake of saying, well, Tiger Woods made a statement. I mean, Tiger wrote a statement that said, all of us are hurting, he added, always has had the utmost respect for law enforcement. They train so diligently to understand how and when to use force. This shocking tragedy clearly crossed that line. We can make our points without burning the very neighborhoods that we live in. I hope that through constructive, honest conversations, we can build a safer, unified society. Yeah. In the real world, Tiger, no.
I don't know.
He just
what are you going to do? I think everyone's looking for trouble now.
Yep.
You know, you can't even say anything.
I know it's shut right now, too.
Jason Page is on. We're linked up to his stuff on the radio station website. Real quick, Tom Brady did some commencement video for a high school in Connecticut. Foreman?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how they got Tom Brady.
How?
And how it wasn't a bigger story. And we reached out to the school district, and they were going to come on. And then they said, in light of what's happening, we don't want to come on.
Well, Tom's right there.
I don't know how not celebrating a celebrity talking to the class of 2020
is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
Right. They want him next year. That's why.
Did you hear about that? You know anything about it?
I heard about it, but I don't know much more about it than you do.
Yeah.
See?
It's like somebody knew Tom Brady.
We should call Tom right now.
It had to have been that way. Yeah.
We should call Tom right now. Get his number. Get him on the phone.
All right. Good idea.
I
never thought of that.
There you go, see?
All right. Jason Page, thank you, brother.
That's why I'm here.
We're linked up to all your stuff. The Intersection, what's the other one?
The Sports in Black and White, which is my show on Twitch, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Radio personality uses Facebook as source.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Can't find a bell.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
You were ding-a-ling? We knew that already. Fine.
Facebook twice in 20 minutes screwed you.
Thank you.
Twice.
Yeah, well.
Drew Brees and then the school.
Yeah. Now what are you going to do?
That's true. That's what happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love AJ's thought. Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Well, I'm not going to run the traffic over it.
No, I got you.
No one's asking.
It happened. I move on.
It's not like anyone listens to you and thinks, well, that's a fact.
Yeah, no one goes to me for the facts. They go to me for the inappropriate comments and the funny. That's it.
Right. They come to you for the funny.
That's what I do.
Cars, cats, and comedy.
Exactly. That's
cars,
what I do. You won't find serious crap on my Facebook page ever.
Right.
Cars, cats, comedy, crap.
Because I don't dig it.
Right.
You don't dig serious crap.
Exactly, right.
But you'll comment on serious stories with facts from Facebook.
Right.
Well, facts.
Right. How do we know Phil's right?
He's a fact checker.
That's a good argument.
Yeah. How do we know he's right?
About Drew Brees.
About anybody. About anything.
All right.
About
life.
By the way, trim your beard. Look like Duck Dynasty.
He's not there yet.
He's going bananas.
He is going bananas.
Love you, man.
You know I'm helping you, right? I'm just trying to help you get the accurate information.
I know.
You know that would have been an email after the show, the school called.
Right. Just say it's AJ.
It's an important school. They do important work.
Just say it's AJ. They'll be like, never mind.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yep. No one goes to me for facts.
Yeah, we established that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's why I got your back.
That's why I'm reiterating. Yeah, what's in your hand?
Man arrested after asking deputies for booze and ice cream.
Is that terrible, really?
Where do you think this guy's from?
Ohio.
Ooh.
Connecticut.
Starts with an F, I think.
Crazy stories, crazy place.
Yep.
That's Florida.
Duh.
Worst sing-along ever.
A Punta Gorda man called 911 multiple times and asked deputies to deliver him ice cream and liquor.
Why is Phil wheezing?
Because you're mad, and now you're just picking on everybody for everything.
No, I'm doing
a terrible sing-along.
I'm listening.
Oh, what's in your hand?
Oh, no, trust me.
Trim your beard.
Trust me, that sucked. That was the worst sing-along ever.
You're just mad. I was being correct. Everyone down now.
Shut up! We're doing dumbass news! And that was the featured act!
You just said you're the comedy guy. Be happy.
No! You think, Chess?
So when deputies arrived at Gable's apartment, they asked him, he asked the cops to take a $20 bill that was on the couch and returned to his place with some liquor.
Well, they're public servants, right?
Not cops, but deputies told Gables that needing a liquor delivery was not an emergency, and if he called again, they would charge him with misuse of 911.
Does it not say on the card to protect and serve? Exactly.
Gable said the deputies were, no, Gabe, the Gable understood.
Say it again. Crazy stories.
Damn it! Crazy place.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
Damn it. We got a flubble alert.
Whiskey, weedle, weep, 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 weep. All right.
That's
like
what that.
That
has to be now.
I'm going to hear it a lot, aren't I? Yep. I just kept my ringtone.
Anyway, Gables told them, I understand. Don't use 911 for stupid stuff.
Right.
The very next day, Gables made another emergency call to 911 operators.
Burgers?
Who sent deputies over. And it was for ice cream.
Oh, see?
So it's said, so hot!
Exactly.
And they said, you're coming with us.
Oh, crazy stories, crazy place, that's Florida.
That was better.
Texas man finds $850,000 worth of cocaine hidden in a car he won.
What the hell is cocaine? Is that an ice cream cone? We found it, cocaine in the car.
This is God getting me back for picking on AJ.
Yep, his second favorite. I shall make your tongue swell three times the size.
Florida.
It's always nice to have someone do in 17 years more than you've done your entire life. I've never felt so dumb as I have in the last 5 minutes. I mean,
this
it wasn't a good half hour
the course
for me.
Of 3 days has made me realize I blew it.
Right. I'm going to start drinking early today.
Oh, God.
I mean, start in the parking lot.
I should be happy for these kids. I'm actually depressed for myself.
Oh, my God.
You can be both, right?
I'm like 17. Look at this list.
I went to community college, spent more time in the cafeteria.
That makes sense.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh,
don't add to
man.
It, Phil.
Man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
All right. That's good.
She was great.
She was.
Of course she was. I'm surprised she talked to us.
But can she eat a large pizza in one sitting?
Exactly.
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Probably. She could do anything.
Oh. Two sport
hey,
athletes.
Thanks,
hey, I've
got.
I've done.
Yeah, she could do that too.
I've done 17 ball rockets out of my butt. Who can say that?
Can she beat me at a keg stand?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Probably more remember.
She'd probably be like, "How's it done? Let me see."
Right.
Click. 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 Click.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Boom.
Right.
And got
it. She'll actually reinvent it.
Right. Wow.
Uh-huh.
These kids are just amazing.
Yes, they are. I'm moving.
You're moving.
I want to go hide somewhere.
I'm going to go someplace where I'm the smart person. I don't know, like Wyoming or something.
Wow.
Someplace. What?
Do you think you'd be the smart person out there?
Why, you get a fact check me on that, Phil, too? Apparently, Wyoming, they have all the valedictorians live there.
Do it.
All right, someplace in Jersey.
Jersey, we might do well.
There you go, see? I can't find some place where I'm going to be smart.
Well, hey, when you're in your garage, you're the smartest person there.
I don't know about that. There's, I guess one mouse has been like invading me. He pokes his head out and says, hi, I blow smoke on him.
Been trying to catch
again.
Him for 3 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've tried everything from Acme, yep.
These kids are great.
Yep.
It really does make me feel better about the future because you normally just see kids falling off of porches and, you know, falling
TikTok
down
trends.
Right.
Yeah.
Now making it, but you don't hear from these
there
kids.
There are smart kids out there, too.
Right. So you don't feel like jumping
a
off the roof?
A lot of them.
You don't feel like jumping off the roof like that?
And they're stealthy in the background just doing their work.
Exactly, oh, that's it. Right. They're busy.
It's a quiet one to watch out for.
They're too busy for this nonsense.
Exactly. Yep. See, I was the loud kid and I did stupid things.
Like driving
Wait,
your motorcycle
what?
Through the
Relax.
Halls of your school.
You know, really, here's a challenge for you. Lick that light socket. Go ahead. It doesn't hurt at all.
I like that. AJ and Ashley come up with challenges for each other.
Right.
No, because he would find some that hurt me.
Yeah, like Frogger. Cross this busy 95 section.
Oh, these kids have been great.
Yes,
really
they have
great.
Been. Yep.
I'm glad we're giving them the platform.
Yeah, I was meant to get a headache anyway.
I wish it was my idea. It was management. But, man, dude, what a great idea.
Yep. I would have thought about it, like, September.
after graduation happened.
First one I'm faced with telling me, I know he's a doubt. Yeah.
Drew sent a text.
Drewbridge.
Volunteers at the Masks for CT in Enfield are loving the show. They have a blasting there right now. So hello, volunteers.
Hello.
Thank you, volunteers, for volunteering.
Very nice of you.
It's really important work.
Yep.